Welcome to another edition of the Superflight Podcast. It's Tuesday, September 7th, and I'm your host, Joe Borelli. It's been a minute, hasn't it? Sorry, I've missed you guys. I hope you've missed us, too. So we've been out and about vacationing, taking time off, and there hasn't been much going on in the world of the NBA. So I'm flying solo tonight, and I'm going to have a couple friends on in the next few weeks just while we get things sorted in New York. And we'll be back full time soon with the hopefully with the new season coming up. But anyway, I wanted to do a quick emergency podcast for some reason. Actually, I can tell you the reason exactly. So, I found out today via Bleacher Report and a nice little updated message on my phone that the Sixers, you know, my favorite team, if you've ever listened to the podcast before, have gone inside Elton Brand to a one-year contract. And boy, this is confusing. How do I feel about this? Well, let's see. I really like Elton Brand. I think Elton Brand, from everything I've ever heard and read and seen, is a really quality, upstanding guy. I think he's probably a great mentor for younger guys coming into the NBA. And he seems like a, you know, fun personality. He seems like he's all business. Younger Elton Brand was like, 2010 guy. It was amazing. He could do everything on the court. Even a few years ago in 2012, when the Sixers went to the second round of the playoffs and beat the Bulls, I think he was playing on that team. You know, if I'm wrong, you can text, but don't text me. I'm not giving you my number, but you can tweet me. And let me know I'm wrong. Speaking of, real quick segue, if you want to get in touch, there's a few ways to do it. Obviously, you can email us at thesuperflightpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet it at superflightpod. You can, let's see, you can follow on Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and I think a number of other things that I don't even know about. People listen to this apparently in Australia and different formats. I don't even know. But hey, Australia, it's good to hear from you again. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so Elton Brand. I love Elton Brand. Big fan. What he's going to do on this team, I don't really know. It's a little confusing to me. And I'm a little concerned. No, I guess concerned isn't the right word. I just don't see where he's going to play. I think maybe they're just bringing him on as an advisory kind of mentor role. I don't think he can give much on the court at this point. He's 37 or 38 now. But I mean, as far as a positive personality and a helper for Brett Brown, I think it's awesome. It's just a little confusing to me that they cut Carl Landry. I think at Carl Landry's request, another guy I'm very fond of, I think he did a great job here last year. Not here, I'm in New York. In Philadelphia, very positive guy. I think he had a game where he hit a number of threes and they were chanting MVP. I remember that one was hilarious. He was, you know, good guy. I think he requested to be released and they let him go. I'm just wondering, you know, where Elton Brand fits on this team now for the next year. It's just an interesting sort of thing to me. I guess I don't have that many thoughts about it. I've had a really long day at work and I just got the news. I wanted to do something because it's been a minute since we did a podcast. So, so Elton Brand signing. It's interesting. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on it. Hit me up on Twitter. Also, there hasn't been much happening around the NBA. I've sort of been out of the loop lately, trying to rest my brain and relax, and went on a vacation with my wife to Nova Scotia, which was beautiful. I highly recommend it. If you've never been, go camping. It's wonderful. So other than that, there hasn't been all that much. And I think I mentioned already, I'm going to have a few friends on coming up. Things are crazy in New York right now. Everybody's getting back to work and we're trying to find some time to make this thing work. So in the meantime, I have a guest, my friend, lined up for Sunday. And then hopefully in 2 weeks, I have another friend lined up again. they're going to give us some perspective on the Brooklyn Nets and the Suns, but you know, we'll talk about that later. So my, you know, area, I guess, would be like, I'm a Sixers fan, so I know more about the Sixers than I do anything else. So I'll talk a little bit quick about, so the rookie thing came out on NBA.com, and they, every year they do this thing where they question, they give the rookies a bunch of, the incoming rookies a bunch of questions. I think it's 30 of them they ask. So it's not like all of the rookies, but maybe everybody in the first round, I guess, something of that nature. And they ask them questions like, who do you think is going to have the best career? And who do you think is going to get the rookie MVP, or not rookie MVP, but rookie of the year, the Roy, things like that. And who's the funniest? And, you know, so as a Philly fan, I'm like thinking, well, this will be fun. You know, they're going to possibly root for Ben Simmons, or give Ben Simmons as the answer for a lot of things. And no, that's just not the case. Apparently the rookies hate Ben Simmons. I don't know that they hate him, but they didn't think that highly of him. I don't think, you know, I'd have to open up the website and take a look at the numbers, but he didn't rank very high on who's going to have the best career, which was surprising to me. I mean, I don't even think he came in. I think he was maybe tied for fourth on that question. I mean, again, this is the polling from the rookies, and historically the rookie class every year does really, really bad at this. I guess last year I remember Jaleel Okafor was, I think everyone picked him to have like rookie of the year and like have the best career. And like, he was number one for a bunch of things. That could be a lot to do with like popularity, as Ben Simmons was like, you know, in Australia and then played for UCLA. No, not UCLA. LSU. You know, I have no idea. Oh my God. I'll figure it out. Please tweet me about that too. And you know, I guess he wasn't in the UC19 club or 17 or 18 or I don't know. So I guess he didn't have really all that many friends around the league. Cause you would think if he did, they would be more inclined to vote for him. I'm not sure. I know that Chris Dunn got a lot of votes. I think they voted him for, you know, to have the best career or rookie of the year or the funniest guy. I don't know. It's just interesting to me. It doesn't mean anything. And in fact, it's kind of, I feel slightly encouraged by it, that the fact that the other rookies didn't vote for him, because it makes me feel like, well, they don't know anything anyway. So maybe it's good that they're, you know, saying he's not going to do that well. Maybe it'll be A, motivation, and B, just, you know, maybe he'll have a chance. Maybe I'm just a little bit, what's the word? Pessimistic? No, more like superstitious. Something of that nature. In any event, it's nothing. It's not a big deal. But that's what happens in the NBA offseason and summertime. Other things. Joel Embiid keeps posting these clips of him working out, and oh my God, he looks fantastic. I can't wait to see this kid play. And good God, I hope he stays healthy. Like, I think I've gone from expecting Joel Embiid to never play to now I wish they would wrap him in bubble wrap even when he's on the court. I just keep thinking that, like, if he can stay healthy, my God, he could have a brilliant career, especially from everything I've ever read and everything I've ever heard says that he's like really quick to pick things up. Like, the coaches never have to tell him something twice. He gets it right away. So he's very bright. He's obviously very funny on Twitter. Man, he's just like a physical specimen. He's 7'2" and he can move like, I mean, if you guys have never seen his workout videos or his Vine clips or, I don't know, Instagram clips, go to Liberty Ballers, because they have everything up all the time. Those guys are pretty great. It's a lot of fun. I'm hoping he's going to have a really, really good year. Other things, like, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop with Noel or Okafor getting traded, and it's looking more and more likely that it's probably going to be Noel, even though that sort of breaks my heart, because I think Noel is going to be so good on another team. And I understand that his rookie scale contract is, you know, up. He's going to be an expiring contract, and they're going to have to pay him close to probably a max, because his defense is that good. He can't do jack shit on offense except for lobs, which I actually maintain is a very important skill. Look at DeAndre Jordan. That's all he does, and he's awesome. But I love Noel. He can cover the floor, man. He can protect the rim. He can get out in transition, and he can actually guard on the perimeter a bit. So I just think that's an invaluable skill for a guy his size to have. I think he's so long and lanky and athletic, and he's just a jumping bean or a jumping jack or something of that nature. And he can just get all over the floor. It's pretty incredible to watch. But yeah, if you're thinking that like he's never going to develop an offensive game and he could be a liability on that end, well, could be true. But I would still take the chance on him over Okafor. Not that I hate Okafor. I'm not pro Okafor or anti Okafor, Nokafor, as they say. But if I had a choice between the two, I'm definitely taking Noel every time because I personally value defense way more than offense. I guess it's kind of dumb because I feel like you can teach somebody how to, give effort on the defensive end. You can teach them to be in the right spots and you can teach them the rotations. I don't know if they'll ever get it. I don't know if Ja's ever going to be like, if he can be an average defensive player, it would be a huge improvement. And maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe he'll get there. I know Noel has been incredibly quiet this summer on Twitter. I think he changed his, I don't even know if it was his handle, but it used to say that he was Philadelphia Sixer, and now it doesn't say anything at all. I think he was saying something about, like, proud to be from Boston. I think he's very upset, and rightfully so. It's a very bad situation, and I can't imagine they're going to go into this season with all of the guys on the roster, but at the same time, it's looking more and more likely as the summer goes on. As far as Ja goes, he posted an Instagram picture of his ripped self, I guess, which, and I think Right Sturkey Sanchez and Stepped Over Podcast both mentioned this. He's got kind of a weird body. He's definitely got a six pack, but he's also got like weird chest, like oddly not very developed chest, and like his neck kind of just goes right into his shoulders. It's weird. It's a little weird. I'm not saying he's obviously not out of shape, but he's not jacked. Whatever. I don't know why I'm critiquing a 6'11" dude's freaking physique. This is stupid, but yeah, I mean, I don't know I would hope he's working out or in the off season. If he wasn't, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? This is your job. Please get on the court and lift weights and play basketball. I don't know. Glad he's rehabbing. Glad he seems to be over his injury, so that's good. And, if they're not going to trade him, hopefully he has a really good year next year. I'm still hopeful that he can do something. I imagine if they keep him, he'll probably be the opening day starting center because, obviously Embiid's going to probably come along slow. So there's that. I know. I'm sorry. I'm rambling on about the Sixers. This is just, it's apparently a Sixers podcast at this point. But again, I am a Sixers fan. I think I know more about them than I do about most other teams. So my apologies if you don't like the Sixers or if I'm alienating you from this podcast. Whoops. Anyway, I think probably shouldn't talk too much more because I don't really have all that much to say. I'm trying to remember if anything else exciting happened in the NBA other than, Carmelo being an advocate for community, I don't need responsibility, for anti-gun violence. I think that's great. I think he's doing a good job of being a spokesman for anti-gun violence. I don't know. I kind of admire it. I used to be a Carmelo hater before he moved to New York. I didn't like him. I didn't like his game. I mean, I didn't like him personally. Not personally. I don't know the guy. I felt like he was a selfish kind of ball hog and a black hole of a player. And then when he got forced out of Denver, when he forced his way out of Denver, it bothered me. But whatever, I've definitely come around on Melo. I still think he's I actually kind of feel bad for him at this point. No, not really. I mean, he's going to make a lot. He's making a lot of money, and he's a superstar still. So I don't really feel bad for him, but I do empathize, I guess, that he's probably going to be a guy that never gets a championship unless he gets one as a bit player later in his career on another super team, but whatever. I saw you posted an Instagram with Porzingis. That's cool. I'm glad they're forging a relationship and working out together. That's pretty dope. Speaking of people working out, and sorry, I'm all over the place and going back to the Sixers again. I also saw the Ben Simmons Instagram post with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Richard Jefferson, I think, and Jordan McRae, former Sixer. And that was pretty cool. It's weird that Jordan McRae got in there, but I think LeBron's kind of taking him under his wing. I guess the guy can shoot. Hopeful that maybe he'll develop into something someday. Good for him, man. That's pretty dope. Dope. I just dated myself. Anyway, yeah, I got not much to talk about. This is going to be a really short podcast. Other things I can't really think of right now, but I'm super looking forward to the upcoming season. I'm a little bit into football right now because that's starting tomorrow night. So I'm trying to pay attention to everything, but there's a lot of things in my life that I have to pay attention to. And the more I pay attention to one thing, the less I can pay attention to others. And my wife hates that because that means I don't pay attention to her. Get the joke? Anyway, so not a funny guy. But I just wanted to reach out and say hi. I hope you guys are having a great summer and enjoying the off season. I'm looking forward to the NBA 2016 season coming up. And again, if you want to reach out, you can follow at SuperFlightPod at on Twitter. You can email the SuperFlightPodcast at gmail.com. You can tweet at me personally at Joe Borelli on Twitter. You can follow on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. And I think that's it. Yeah, and hopefully I'll have some good stuff for you coming up. I want to do some preseason previews, I guess, and talk about some other teams because, you know, I'm sure you guys are getting sick of hearing just about the Sixers. And since, you know, Mike's not here to talk about Portland, also they had a bunch of crazy moves in the offseason. Anyway, feel free to hit me up. Please send questions, comments, tell me what I got wrong, tell me what I got right. Tell me you love the sound of my voice. Or tell me nothing at all. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.